Halliburton's gotta go.
Protest organizer Chris Doles of the Campus Anti-War Network led the group in chants as students held up signs saying Engineers for Humanity, Not for War, and Bucky Badger wants Halliburton off campus. Doles says Halliburton is a war profiteer that has overcharged the government for contracts in Iraq. He says the protest is part of a larger anti-war campaign.
We want to build a movement against war profiteers, and we want to build a movement against the war, and it would be great if they left right now. We would leave as soon as they left, and then everybody else could get on with building their resumes or whatever else they're trying to do.
Some real life applications, obviously value add. They give you training in all the different aspects of Halliburton to build future leaders.
Okay, great.
That's the exact program that I'm in.
Despite the protests, some engineering students were able to push through the protesters to the Halliburton table and talk with recruiters. The 22-year-old bioscience engineering student, Joe Hansen, says he's embarrassed by the demonstrators.
I just feel bad because they came here and looking for people, and this is what they're greeted with. This is how the university has basically greeted them. I hope that they continue to come later this year and again in the following years. An anti-war campaign is an anti-war campaign, and I just think that there's really no place for it at a career fair for students.
Asked about Halliburton's activities in Iraq, the company has said it no longer has any employees there. As for the Campus Anti-War Network, it plans a national gathering in Madison next month to protest the war. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Halliburton's gotta go.